Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, congratulations. Nick in Omaha. He got $400. So the booty is back to one hundy. Coming up in the next hour.
Swimming booty.
The no doubter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, $400. Congratulations, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
He was pumped.
He can use that to go to a basketball game. I said before we talked to Sam, a midweek card. This is one of the better midweek cards. So, in the NBA, you have the Celtics and the Heat, the Clippers and the Lakers. You have in college basketball tonight, not only the game over at Hilton, you have Oklahoma's at TCU. Penn State is at Rutgers.
Yeah, Ohio sneaky good game.
Ohio State at Illinois. Mm-hmm. North Carolina at Syracuse. Oklahoma State at Texas.
Yep.
Now, it would have been Nebraska and Northwestern, but...
They were nice.
Northwestern got the vid, and the Big Ten said, Nebraska, you're just Nebraska. You got to move a day. And then, so I'm telling you, I will be at the cage tonight for West Side and prep. But you have, on the boys' side, you have Central is at Bell West. East is at Southeast. The boys' basketball in the capital city this year is really good, but they keep beating each other.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's going to be a Lincoln champion in Class A, but this has been a really good year. There's some really good players, and there's a lot of coaches I admire. So East and Southeast are playing. And then Scott and Pius are playing a boys and girls doubleheader. The Scott boys and girls, they're a wagon. And then on the girls' side, Bellevue West is at Omaha Central. And a sneaky game, Millard North is at Bell East. I think Millard North is 3. Bell East is, they're at least in the top 5.
Mm.
This is a really, really good night of basketball from the NBA all the way to college. I have very, very rarely seen this on a Tuesday night that we get this many quality games. That's great. I hope to see a lot of people out. I would love to go. I mean, I would go to Pius to see Pius and Scott play doubleheader, but I have to go support my Warriors over at the cage.
And you're just going as a fan, right?
That's a rivalry, too.
Yes.
So
here's the deal. It'll be uncomfortable for me because I'll be on the West side. I've got connection to West Side. And then the guys that play for us at Omaha, including Prep's, you know, head coach, his son.
Yeah, Luke.
And then Adam, whose brother Joey plays for Creighton Prep. They'll all be sitting on the Creighton Prep side.
Yeah.
So we'll have a little back
and
forth.
You got a road trip. You got a road trip coming up.
Yeah.
It'll be an awkward conversation? Nah.
No.
They know how you roll.
Because we had a discussion about football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then that kind of stopped them.
So
if you get a chance tonight, great. I mean, I'm just pointing out the games for the high schools that are around this area. But, man, this is I'm, like, super excited. And you know what? And then it's going to lead to, I'm just going to go all in and just go all hyperbole here. Am I crazy to say that since I've been back here in Omaha, like big games downtown for Creighton.
Yeah.
Whether it be the day they won the Big East with Seton Hall, which I think is the last time that the fans rushed the floor. Because, by the way, Virginia Tech 1-7 beat Duke last night. They didn't rush the floor.
No, I love that, by the way.
Screw you, John Shire.
I love that.
Hey, Coach K is there. Every Hokie in America is on the floor.
Yeah.
They didn't rush the floor last night. So, you know, there have like been certain big games. That was a big game. The first game ever for Creighton in the Big East when they played Marquette and the whole building blew a 3.6.
Yep.
You know, I mean, everybody was inebriated.
Yep.
And then there was the New Year's Eve game when Villanova was number one and came to town.
Mm-hmm.
How huge that game was. Am I crazy to think that in terms of buildup, that Saturday morning when Creighton plays Xavier, and Xavier and UConn play tomorrow, that's a huge game. Xavier's in first place in the Big East. That Saturday at the Chai, Saturday morning, is as a potential to be one of the bigger games that Creighton has played in that building because of who they're playing.
Yep.
Xavier will roll into town, top 15 team, first place in the Big East. The game is on CBS.
Yep.
Not CBS Sports Network, which the game tomorrow night is. I don't know why. They don't do the Big East justice, but they've got a, you know, they carry a handful of Big East games, and they never do it well. This game is on Big Boy CBS to kick off a day of like a triple header, and it's the pink out.
Yes.
I got to think that the Creighton-Xavier game on Saturday is one of the bigger Creighton games in that building. Also, what's at stake for Creighton, who's still could win the Big East.
Yeah, it's a validation game of what they've been able to accomplish here as of late. And if you take care of business tomorrow night, I have no reason to think that they won't. Take care of business, you're back at home again on Saturday. Yeah, the pink out, that always brings a little extra fire to it, regardless of who the opponent is and what the circumstances are. But yeah, given the fact that Creighton's not out of this thing for the Big East regular season, the fact that, you know, they are as healthy as you can be right now, and understanding that this is still a stretch of games, having Xavier at home, where you want to be able to continue to build up that net, build up that resume, and you still got a lot of things that are in front of you, a lot of goals that are in front of you. Big name opponent. And yeah, I'm glad you brought up the CBS part, because when I think of college basketball on weekends on CBS, you think of big games. And knowing that you're getting that national audience, it just, students are coming back. You've got everything kind of exactly where you want it for this type of game. Yeah, I think from an atmosphere standpoint, this is going to be right up there. It's not a New Year's Eve. It's not a primetime game. But yeah, Saturday nationally televised game against a top 15 opponent, a team you're chasing. And again, a team that you hopefully will see at Madison Square Garden too. Yeah, I think that this should be. If it's not, it should be. Right. And the pink out as well, as we said.
Iowa JD also adds to this for tonight. Millard South and Liberty are wrestling over at Millard South.
Oh.
So those are two, well, I mean, Millard South is, you know, the best in Class
A here. House.
Liberty has been nationally a top 50 program. So this is a great day. This is a great local sports day. My gosh. I mean, now if they could only stagger some stuff, all right? Can we get a game that starts at 4 and then maybe a game like 6 and then maybe a game like 8 that are not like spread across the city?
Opportunity to see some stuff. Yeah,
because if I was not tied into going to Westside Prep basketball, I would go to Millard South Liberty Wrestling. Again, great in that sport that coaches think outside of the box.
Yeah.
That on a Tuesday night, you could get a great program like Liberty, you know, just outside of Kansas City, to come up here and wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And Millard South has gone down there and wrestled. That's a sport that does a really good job of coaches promoting the sport and giving opportunities to their wrestlers, boys or girls, by thinking out of the box and having a nationally ranked matchup of two great programs. But why is it got to be on a Tuesday?
Tuesday, that's the thing. Yeah.
Can we maybe start at noon? I'll come over to Millard South and watch. All right, 2 hours in the books. When we come back, so Matt Rhule was here in Omaha yesterday with his boss, who used to be the boss of Omaha, who somebody on Twitter goes, "Hey, UNO hockey is pretty fun. You should go to a game." They tweeted that at Trev. Maybe not. Maybe they didn't know.
I'm assuming they didn't.
But the picture, which has got a lot of likes and a lot of attention, was it the video and the picture good publicity for Omaha hockey? You might know where I'm going with this, because I'm not so sure. We'll be back with that coming up next on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley at 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.